AP Radio News. I'm Diane Kepley. A developing story at this hour. There are reports of gunshots being fired at a building on the campus of the Navy Medical Center in San Diego. The building houses offices and barracks for wounded sailors and Marines, as well as a gym. The heat is on in Iowa as candidates work to shore up support among likely caucusgoers. Senator Ted Cruz is campaigning with former Texas Governor Rick Perry, who explains he's endorsing Cruz because he will fight for the Constitution.
He's willing to fight for it every day, and he understood what our founding fathers meant when he talked about that 10th Amendment, that the federal government's supposed to do a few things really well, and then everything else goes back to the states. That's why I want Ted Cruz to be the next president of the United States.
Donald Trump still leads the GOP race in the national polls and says Cruz is nervous about what may happen at the caucuses next week. President Obama is moving to limit the use of solitary confinement in federal prisons,
saying isolation should only be used as a last resort. The president's wielding his executive authority to bar federal facilities from using solitary with juveniles or to punish inmates who commit low-level infractions. He's also expanding treatment for mentally ill prisoners. These moves, which the White House says will affect about 10,000 inmates, cap a six-month review of federal policy. Obama announced them in a Washington Post column, asking how can we employ solitary where it's not absolutely needed and expect prisoners to return to society as whole people. Mark Smith, Washington.
The manhunt continues in California for three dangerous inmates who escaped last week. This is a spokesman for the Orange County Sheriff's Office.
One of the individuals is a documented Vietnamese gang member. We think that it's a strong possibility that he may have connected with those fellow gang members.
Officials say they believe the men are armed and dangerous. On Wall Street at this hour, a rally is underway. The Dow Jones Industrial is up more than 230 points. This is AP Radio News. The markets may have been on a roller coaster ride this month, but a strong job market and lower gasoline prices helped to boost consumer confidence again. The Conference Board says its measure of confidence is up for the second straight month, and the consumers appear to be shrugging off the recent sharp declines in the stock market and economic weakness abroad. Iran's president had a meeting with the Pope at the Vatican today.
What we could see was a very cordial greeting. The Pope grasped Rani's hand. But the Pope is a very cordial and warm person, and that came through. They exchanged some gifts, which was very nice. These seemed to be quite elaborate gifts.
The AP's Francis D'Amelio says a Vatican statement indicates that Pope Francis stressed the important role that Iran can play in combating terrorism. Woody Allen has an unlikely new female star for a new Amazon series that he's putting out. It's Miley Cyrus. She will star in that new series, which is expected to have half-hour episodes beginning later this year. I'm Diane Kepley, AP Radio News.